some of the biggest cities in Louisiana?
Well, New Orleans is the largest, of course. Baton Rouge and Shreveport are neck and neck. And Alexandria and Lafayette and Natchitoches.
How big is Shreveport now?
And Monroe and Ruston. I don't know what we are now. But
are you bigger than Baton Rouge right now?
We're neck and neck. And they're always having another count. And adding each one of them adds in another suburb, and it's just real silly. and I could care less which one is bigger than the other. What's that? Is that anybody?
Maybe it's a dog or something. Like a carton or something hit
a pump. Feel like calling up the pound and having them come pick them up. A lot of them have cars on, but these people just let them out and let them run.
They have a leash on here.
Supposed to be. As the law, you're supposed to keep them fenced in, but they don't pay any mind to it. I've seen as many as 6 dogs out there in my yard.
Yeah.
And out in the street and going across the street.
I can't understand that at all. I mean,
I can't even grow vegetables out there and anything. This is the dogs. Too much dogs running around. Mm.
What's the country that Belfast is in? It's in northern
Belgium. Is
no, Belfast or Dublin is in.
Ireland.
And Paris is in
France.
And Moscow.
And Russia.
And if two people became members of a church, you'd say last week they
joined the church.
And you go to church to pray to
God.
And the preacher preaches a
sermon.
And the choir and the organist provide the
music.
And if you really like the music, you say the music was just
beautiful.
Huh?
Just beautiful.
And Sandy had to change a flat tire on the way to church one Sunday. You say church will be over
before we get there.
And the enemy of God is called the
devil.
Any other names for devil?
Satan.
What would you tell children was going to come get them if they didn't behave?
Bad man.
Did you ever hear the booger man?
Yeah, booger man.
Huh?
Heard of that. Bogey man and booger man both.
Is that the same as the devil?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just something to scare the kids. We used to have a chimney sweep called Jim Daggs. It went around and cleaned the chimneys and dressed in black, and he was always full of soot and had it. They use that too to scare the children.
What if people think they see around the graveyard at night?
Ghosts or spooks.
Do you believe in that?
Ghosts? No. Spooks, either they might be ghouls out there. We've got ghouls here. They always, I've got to go out to the cemetery now and see if our graves are all right. They've been knocking. That's crazy people that go there and knock the tombstone and everything.
Live people? I mean, not
yeah, people. Just people being mean.
And you call
had them go in there twice recently, in the last year or so.